I need to switch gears and go live to Washington, D.C., where Senator Congressman Joe Donnelly, trying to be the United States Senator on the Democratic side, is on our live line. And Congressman Connolly, you just came into discussion. We got a charter school closing, and one of the serious issues is that some federal funds may not have been spent in the correct way. Some of that federal money may have been used for general operating, which, as you know, is a no-no. Is this an example that we really need to be looking at these charter schools, whether they're in Indianapolis, whether they're in South Bend, to make sure that Uncle's money is being spent correctly? And if not, somebody needs to be brought before the bar of justice.
Yeah, we need to keep an eye on every dollar, because people work so hard to make their paycheck. And the tax dollars that are sent, we're expected to be very, very wise stewards of those funds. And in return, Amos, probably the key ingredient, as you well know, for anyone's success as they look forward in life is to get a good education. And if they have the educational level necessary, what happens is, instead of looking around almost endlessly for a job, you have three or four employers looking to hire you. And so we have some extraordinary teachers who do amazing things, and our children's success is going to be directly correlated to their educational success. So we have to, on this end, make sure every dollar is wisely spent. That's our obligation.
Joe Donnelly, you had put a commercial on the air last week that talked about what you have done in Congress, what you would do in the United States Senate, and you kind of knock your opponent for sitting back on the sidelines and throwing stones and not being part of the solution. Obviously, whatever you were saying, whatever that ad was doing, he got mad because he has a new ad trying to talk about Medicaid, and that Medicaid services to seniors would be cut by $500 billion. And I understand that ain't true.
No, it is completely untrue. And it's interesting that the only response he can make to the fact that he's unwilling to try to work together with others, try to make our country move forward, the only response he can make is to put untrue facts or untrue statements on the air. And that $500 billion, what that is, Amos, is actually savings. And isn't that what we're supposed to be, as good stewards of the taxpayer dollar? Those are savings that will accumulate over the next years ahead, because we're able to deliver the same Medicare services, in fact, actually some additional Medicare services, while saving these $500 billion. So apparently what he's doing is complaining about the fact that taxpayer dollars are being saved.
Joe Donnelly, you know, the two groups in this country that have to show what's on their income tax returns are nonprofit organizations, everything from hospitals to universities to foundations, to groups like that, and people who are running for public office, particularly federal office or statewide office. So it raises the question, you've had to do it when you've run for high political office. Foundations have to do it. People that are in the nonprofit sector asking for contributions. What do you think is this reluctance by Mitt Romney to release his income tax returns? Everybody knows he's loaded. Everybody knows that he's probably has gotten all the, as H&R Block always says during the winter, all the deductions that are due you by law. What's the reluctance to that?
You know, it doesn't make any sense to me. You have to figure, if you're going to run for president of the United States, that you would likely turn over a number of years of tax returns so that folks can get a feel, for where you are. And so I think that probably at the end of the day, he'd likely be better off just putting them out there so folks can see and make a judgment. Mm-hmm. And what we're focused on in Indiana, is making sure that every one of those tax dollars that comes in is spent wisely. And our focus has been on jobs, and jobs, and jobs. And that's what we're going to continue to do. And I wanted to mention, in regards to Indiana Black Expo, I think one of the neatest things that they have is all the work that's being done in the entrepreneurship area there during this upcoming week. that, you know, there are seminars for entrepreneurs, seminars for small business, and for people to have a chance to make their own American dream come true.
You mentioned Indiana Black Expo, and as I understand it, you're going to be given the privilege to greet all the people that are going to be at the corporate luncheon on Friday. Did I hear that correctly?
I am. I am still in Washington on Friday, but I am going to be able to have a video that I'm going to be putting together today that, you know, I'm so extraordinarily blessed to have this opportunity and so privileged that it's a message of greeting from me, and to let them know how critical that the folks who are there are, that the importance of helping to develop an entrepreneurship class to continue to develop more business folks. And I would be down there on Saturday myself, except Amos, I am actually on Saturday the father of the bride.
You're the father of the bride. Is this youngest daughter, middle daughter, oldest daughter?
Only daughter.
Only. Oh, then that's serious father of the bride.
Yeah, we are blessed with two children, and so this is the first child to be married. And I would be there on Saturday. I'd do anything to be there, but one thing I'm not going to do is miss my daughter's wedding.
And now, how much
never let me come home again.
No, and now, how much practicing have you been doing with the proper walk down the aisle?
Well, my daughter called me and she said, "Dad, I am going to have a tough time not crying when I go down the aisle. So it's up to you to not cry, and I don't want you to get emotional." And I'm thinking, this is not a good plan.
Let me, I was just thinking something because the biggest news happening right now in Indiana, in the central part of the capital city, is it's actually raining. We are seeing something we have not seen before, rain. But this raises an issue with the extent of this drought across the country. And your opponent talks about all the things that we ought to be cutting from the federal budget to deal with our deficit. And I think you have said on many occasions, we have to take a hard look at our spending. We have to get our deficit down. We also have to look at ways of raising revenue responsibly to do that. But one of the things that the budget cutters never think about are acts of God. Whether it is tornadoes, whether it's hurricanes, whether it's natural disasters like a prolonged drought, where the federal government has to step in. And, does your opponent really understand that sometimes you have to spend money to help people in their time of need?
You know, he has been quiet as a church mouse on these kind of issues, because Indiana is now in the crosshairs for our ag community, our farmers, who are Amos, suffering terribly right now. Down around the Vigo County, Park County line near Terre Haute, Amos, I saw a cornfield that didn't come up to your knee, that was completely brown, and it had all died. And this was acre upon acre upon acre when you look. And it broke my heart to see that. And the fact is that these farmers, if they didn't have things like crop insurance, they could lose everything. And that is not the Indiana or the America that we have known. And so it's important to have someone who understands these kind of issues, who knows, hey, we have to live within our means, but at the same time, we don't destroy everything we've built up for years and years and years.
You know, you are running for the seat of a man who, his image was knowing foreign policy, but Dick Lugar knew more about agriculture and farm policy than any of the other 99 United States senators. How important is it that you understand farm policy and get Hoosiers to understand this is an important part of our state?
It is a critical part of our state. I have served on the Agriculture Committee in the past and have been blessed to help write the Farm Bill in 2007. So I've had direct hands-on experience with this. And our economy, when we went through some of the toughest times, Amos, in 2009, when so much of the manufacturing and similar business-related industries were struggling, our farm industries, our farm businesses, helped lead the way for the state's economy. So right now, our farmers are struggling because of the drought, because of the heat, and the incredible weather situation we're dealing with. And so it's our time to be a friend to them and to try to make sure that our friends get through this difficult time.
And the problems with the farmers, we're going to, you know, those of us here in the city, we're going to feel that at the Kroger's, at the Marsh's, at the Meijer's, at the Walmart grocery stores coming up in several months.
Right. We, because of the dramatic heat and lack of rain, we've seen corn prices continue to increase. We are hopeful that the increases at the supermarket are minimal. But we've seen those prices increase simply because of the fact that we'll have a lot less yield coming in this year.
Joe Donnelly, if people want more information about your campaign, how do they get a hold of you?
Just you can go online at joeforindiana.com, or our phone number is 317-231-7110.
Well, we know you would love to be here for Indiana Black Expo this weekend, but, you know, one of a dad's most important responsibilities, if he's a dad of a daughter, is walking that daughter down the aisle at her wedding. And so congratulations to her, congratulations to your new son-in-law, and congratulations to you and your lovely wife.
Thanks, and you'll laugh at this. Over the last month and a half, I lost 10 pounds, so my daughter said, if you lose 10 pounds, you can even get in a new suit, Dad.
Well, see now, after that, because you've lost the 10 pounds, be able to walk down the aisle, you can have an extra piece of the wedding cake. The piece that I would have if I were there, I'll let you can eat my piece of the cake, okay?
I'll freeze it and bring it down.
There you go. Joe Donnelly, Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Thanks very much for being with us.